This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Ash rained down on the Caribbean island of St. Vincent one day after a violent explosion and eruption of a powerful volcano, and more is expected. AP's Julie Walker reports.
The La Soufrière volcano continued to erupt up to 25,000 feet in the air, covering St. Vincent with thick layers of ash and a strong scent of sulfur. Even some neighboring islands were affected. Thousands of people had to evacuate Friday, but Lenroy Edwards spent the night in the red zone. Then Saturday was in his ash-covered car fleeing.
I have to run. I have to move now. So here I am right now going and meet my family right here right now.
Officials say the volcano has entered an eruptive phase that may continue over the next few days or even weeks. Royal Caribbean Cruises is there prepping for evacuations. I'm Julie Walker.
Myanmar security forces killed more than 80 anti-junta demonstrators in the past few days, according to reporting Saturday, as activists demanding the restoration of the ousted civilian government again took to the streets in the southeastern part of the country. Myanmar Now News, witnesses, and the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners said the killings occurred when government troops fired grenades at protesters in the city of Bago, about 65 kilometers northeast of Yangon, Myanmar's largest city. Demonstrators protesting the February coup returned to the streets on Saturday. Crowds marched in the township of Longlon as well as nearby Dawei City. At least 8 people were killed by security forces in Dawei since protests began against the coup in February. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News.